Mary had a little man.
The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey!
It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Trump pretended the coronavirus wouldn't come to our shores.
I wanted to always play it down. I still like playing it down.
The risk to the American people remains very low.
He pretended the Democrats were overreacting.
And this is their new hope.
He pretended it would go away.
A lot of people think that goes away in April with the heat.
And then he pretended again.
It's also more deadly than your, even your strenuous flus.
View this the same as the flu.
And again.
At some point, that's going to sort of just disappear.
And again.
It's going away now. It'll go away.
While Trump pretended, Americans faced real consequences. Nearly 200,000 dead and rising. Businesses closed. And now, as over 1,000 Americans die each day, what's the Trump administration's plan? Pretend that the pandemic is over. In a time of crisis, Americans can't afford to have a pretend president.
I wanted to always play it down.
Midas Touch is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Oh! Hey, that was Nicole. Nice voiceover, Nicole. That was Nicole Sandler doing the voiceover for the Midas Touch people. Great. Really good. There's about a million ads now. A million ads with Bob Woodward and Donald Trump's own words saying he knew how deadly and dangerous this virus was. He knew this affected young people, not just old people. He knew. He just decided he didn't care. He just decided he didn't want to do anything about it. Either the president is lazy or a soulless monster or some form of both combined. Aren't we the lucky ones? Aren't we the lucky ones? For 4 years now, this president has been literally shouting in all caps at the top of his lungs, "Don't let me continue to be president. I'm a monster. I'm a bad, bad man. I'm going to end up killing you." So unfair. Sad. All in caps. He's been telling everybody, anybody who would listen to him, including Bob Woodward. And now, oh my God, now Donald Trump and others are blaming Bob Woodward. Always blame the messenger, people. Oh, wait, didn't Bob Woodward have an obligation to tell the American people back then that it was deadly and why? Why? So Republicans could shrug it off much sooner, so Republicans could lie and say Bob Woodward doesn't know what he's talking about, so that they could, so Kayleigh McEnerney could have had this press conference earlier?
This president, at a time when you're facing insurmountable challenges, it's important to express confidence. It's important to express calm.
Always play it down. Is playing it down, is that expressing calm? It seems dishonest. It seems
can you read the
How do you square the president's words to Woodward when he said, this is a very delicate one. It's also more deadly than even your strenuous flu. This is deadly stuff. And then just 2 weeks after he told Woodward that, he said, this is a flu. This is like a flu. And of course, he also said it was going to quickly go to zero. But that seems to be in direct contradiction to what he told Woodward.
Well, the president was listening to his medical experts.
How can the president bear no responsibility for the almost 200,000 lives lost when he downplayed the virus initially and he knew how contagious and deadly it was? I don't understand how that can.
The president never downplayed the virus.
And this is their new hoax.
Do you believe it's inevitable that the coronavirus will spread across the country?
No, I don't think that's inevitable at all.
This moment, we think we have it very much in hand.
That's what this president
has. It will not appear that the president lied to the American public about the threat posed by COVID.
The president has never lied to the American public on COVID. The president's been the president was expressing calm, and his actions reflect that.
I think the bottom line here is that the president, by his own admission, in private, on the record, acknowledged the depth of this crisis and yet told the American people something very different. How is that, at its core, not an abject betrayal of the public trust?
The president has always been clear-eyed with the American people. He was always clear-eyed about the lives we could lose.
February 7th says it's deadly stuff about coronavirus. In private, on the record. In public, though, February 28th, he says, one day, it's like a miracle, it will disappear. Well, it's one thing to, as a public figure, not to try to incite panic. It's a very different thing, respectfully, to lie and mislead the American people about a crisis that has claimed nearly 200,000 American
lives.
No
one is lying to the American people. One day, COVID will go away. I think we can all hope for that day.
Oh, please. I love the guilt, right? You're not hoping for that day? What's wrong with you? What do you mean? You're not hoping that one day it will go away? Oh my God, this is unbelievable. And so they have idiot boy, evil one, admitting that he's evil and an idiot on tape with Bob Woodward, right? And they don't know what to do about it, and so they're just going to continue to lie. So if Bob Woodward would have told us about these revelations sooner, they just would have lied sooner. Hey, maybe we could have impeached him a second time so the Senate could do nothing again about it. Oh, please. Did Bob Woodward have a journalistic responsibility to let the public know as soon as possible? Journalistically, maybe you should chastise him. But as far as righteous indignation goes, you better save 100% of that for Donald J. Trump. And that will still not be enough. For 4 years now. And the way he's talking to Woodward, it's like a cry for help. I mean, what else can you think about what he's saying? Yeah, this is really deadly, Bob, and yeah, it's airborne, and it's not just touch. It's not just, he sounds like Christopher Walken in every, dead mob movie I ever saw in my life. It's like, so if these are the facts, tell me something. Am I lying? It's like, stop me before I kill again. Stop me before I kill 200,000 American people, to be specific. Stop me. How dare you, Bob Woodward? How dare you let me kill 200,000 Americans plus? How dare you? And then he tweeted, didn't Bob Woodward have an obligation to do so? Yeah, good point. All Americans share this obligation to warn everyone about the dangers and the dishonesty and the laziness, the stupidity, and the murderous nature, the soullessness of a President Donald Trump. There. We can all agree. You want to see how the Republicans are playing this? This is so sick and sad. This is CNN's Pamela Brown interviewing from Louisiana Senator John Kennedy, who really needs to change his name because it's fraudulent that he would be called John Kennedy. But here he is. This is what they're doing with it.
President Trump told Bob Woodward the first week of February that he knew the coronavirus could be spread through the air and that it was more deadly than the flu. But 2 weeks later, he said at a rally that coronavirus was the Democrats' new hoax. Is that acceptable to you? Is that misleading the public?
You're talking about the Woodward book?
Yes, the Woodward book.
Yeah. All I can do is share with you my point of view, Pamela. These gotcha books don't really interest me that much.
He's on the record.
These gotcha books don't really interest me that much. There'll be a new one out tomorrow.
But this is different. He did 18 interviews with Bob Woodward.
Right.
So he's recorded. You hear his voice. And you're seeing that, and you're contrasting that with what he says to the public. Wouldn't that be something of interest to you as a United States Senator?
Well, let me answer you again. These gotcha books don't really interest me.
Wow. Now, we could have a really meaningful discussion about how much of that is stupidity and how much of that is pure evil. There's an argument to have. There's the only debate that's left to have about this, but this is how they're handling it. It's a gotcha book. The President of the United States gave Bob Woodward his personal phone number so that the White House staff did not even know that he was talking to Bob Woodward 18 separate times and calling Bob Woodward.